American Public Media.
There is a gender gap in retirement. The average woman over 65 makes do with just over half as much income as her male counterpart. The reasons are pretty clear. Women are closing the pay gap but still earn only 77 cents for every dollar earned by men. Women are more likely to take a break from work or a part-time job. Both options are hard on savings. Compounding the problem, women live longer. That frequently means living alone and needing more expensive medical care.
Most older men will die married. Most older women will die single. That's the story.
Cindy Hounsell is the president of the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. She was one of several people who testified before the Senate Committee on Aging this week. The committee's looking at ways to warn women about their financial vulnerability in retirement and to encourage them to save more over the span of their careers. Lynn Rollins of New York City served as a case study.
I am only one of thousands of widows who are facing retirement for which they did not prepare.
14 years ago, her husband died after a long battle with cancer that depleted the family's substantial retirement savings. Afterward, she went back to school to learn financial planning and discovered she and her husband had made plenty of mistakes.
I don't know that I would have made different life decisions, but with more knowledge, my husband and I would have been better able to plan for our family's future. The point is, I didn't understand the decisions I was making, and more importantly, not making.
Among the lessons Lynn Rollins learned, don't cash in retirement plans early, no matter how good the reason seems at the time. And if you can, hold off taking survivor benefits from a spouse's pension plan. Letting that money earn interest for a while means monthly payments later in retirement will be much higher.
I suppose I could say I would have been well taken care of if life hadn't taken an unexpected turn. But unexpected seems to be more the norm than not.
To be better prepared for the unexpected, Kiplinger Magazine's Janet Bodner says women should plan for retirement as if they were single, even if they're married. Her book is called Think Single, The Women's Guide to Financial Security at Every Stage of Life.
I always say that it's not a state of marriage, it's a state of mind. You always have to think independently about your money, no matter what your marital status is. So if you are single or if you are married and in a great marriage, you still have to think independently because there might be, will likely be, a time in your life when you are single.
The experts also advise women to be more confident about investing for retirement. Money Magazine's Jean Chatsky says, for one thing, women are better at it.
Women make more money on their investments than men. The problem is that not enough of us are actually getting into this game. And once we do get into the game, because we leave the workforce so often to care for children or older parents, our stop and start retirement funds don't grow to be as large as they might.
And according to one study, women, when they do save, have the discipline it takes to set aside 10% more than men. Senators are considering incentives for employers to make pension plan payouts last a lifetime rather than all in one lump payment. That would especially benefit longer living women. Another reform would make 401k enrollments automatic for women and men. Nearly a third of eligible employees choose not to sign up for 401k pension plans, forfeiting some $30 billion a year in employer matching payments. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace Money.